Welcome to the Swing Set. Climb on up. There's always a swing available. On Life on the Swing Set, the podcast, we explore open relationships and swinging, the pleasures and passions, the promise and pitfalls. We discuss all aspects of swinging in a fun, open, and welcoming fashion with a gleam in our eye, a bounce in our step, our hand down your pants. Ooh, sorry, got ahead of myself. We may be biased. In fact, we most certainly are. But we don't sugarcoat, and each of us speaks honestly and earnestly about our thoughts, ideas, and experiences throughout our very own lives on the swing set. Thanks for swinging by.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh no, when you select your one item at 50% off. You'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus a free extra gift so essential we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So go to adamandeve.com today for the special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type swing set for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use the offer code SWINGSET at adamandeve.com.
Soft swap, full swap, threesomes, foursomes, sextets, octets, airtight, and spit roasts. We've talked in detail about all of these things, but something always has to happen first. And however brief it may be, depending on the situation, flirting is the most important piece of that puzzle. You know, unless you've figured out how to make the you take off your clothes and jump on me line work. As Generation Z, or the Internet Generation, has taught us, there are myriad communication methods available that make flirting a far more interesting ballgame than a line at the bar. Tonight we're talking about flirting, and if I said you had a beautiful body, would you join us on the swing set? I'm Cooper Beckett, and with me tonight we have...
Hey everybody, it's Ginger.
Hey, it's Dylan.
This is Shira B. Katz.
So before we get started, I wanted to talk about something I saw just today over at the Huffington Post. Yes, that liberal newspaper. I was reading, I was looking for any sort of hope about the ridiculous and insane and thing we're not going to get into, the debt ceiling debate. And I saw this article that says the Obama administration says health insurers must cover birth control with no copays. And the first paragraph here is health insurance plans must cover birth control as a preventative care for women with no copays. The Obama administration said Monday in a decision with far-reaching implications for healthcare as well as social mores. And the new requirements will take effect January 1st, 2013. So I think this is awesome, first of all.
Yay! Yes,
and
absolutely.
Abstinence education.
It's awesome to the level of you almost can't believe it just happened.
The timing on this is pretty nice because religious conservatives that would actually normally object to this are already spinning themselves up in a tizzy about the whole debt limit thing for some reason. So they just don't seem to have the energy or the ability to further push their constituency into a further rage about this. You know, I don't think they have anything left.
It does seem like he just slid this right under the door and then walked away.
Yeah, well, they're still out there. They're still out there, you know, making it very clear that this is not something that they support, and they continue to push back regardless of not having any control at this point. So they're not going to go away, and I don't know. I'm snickering and very pleased that they just have to deal with it.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, without the support of everybody else that would normally be level-headed, they can't do anything. They can just sit back and watch it happen and scream a lot. So we get to watch them scream and watch them not be able to do anything because everybody else is too busy fighting over other stuff. So,
well, this is great too. Also, to be covered without copays are breast pumps for nursing mothers and annual well woman physicals, screening for the virus that causes cervical cancer and for diabetes during pregnancy, and counseling on domestic violence and other services.
Wait. Did they just call it the virus that causes cervical cancer?
They did just call it the virus.
I'm sorry, that totally threw me off. That's a very political way to put that.
It's a very interesting way to put that, isn't it? It's almost as though we're pretending that the virus is not something called HPV that they've been fighting against. Maybe that's why.
Is that the author's wording or is that the administration's wording?
That is the, all I have is the Huffington Post article here. And you know me, and I am a stickler for details that don't require reading anything other than one article to talk about.
Well, both CNN and the Washington Post actually used HPV.
There we go. See, Ginger FTW here with real research.
Well, thank you, Ginger. That actually does make me feel a little bit better.
I think the professor holds her to a higher standard.
He certainly does.
That's true. If he could hear my standard of research, he would shake his head. So, does anyone have any business? Because that was my business.
I had a small thing. I mentioned a few podcasts back that Tonya had a copper IUD. And while it doesn't really matter what IUD she has to all of you guys, just for consistency and honesty's sake, she actually doesn't have that one. She has the Mirena, which is like the little flexible hormonal disc that you can put in.
It's the same one that Ginger and I were discussing a couple episodes back.
Right. And so I should have said, oh, my wife has that too, instead of, oh, that's cool, but my wife has this. So, yeah. And her experience with it has been very good. And actually, the reason why it matters to us is because Tonya had issues previously with hormonal birth control. The pills drove her to extreme emotion. A couple other things did similar things. And
that sounded a little PC, you know, while we're calling things on being PC.
Dylan, how long has she had it now?
She's had it for almost 4 years, and it's been working great. So she's got a year left on it.
You guys are happy campers. It's just me. Just me in the Boomerina camp.
Yeah, sorry. But hey, you know, she went through a couple years where nothing worked for her, so.
It's okay. I'm working it out.
So yeah, I do actually have some business that's not President Obama related, and I don't know why I didn't think of it. This past weekend, we were lucky enough, Marilyn and I were lucky enough to host the beautiful Kendra Holliday, her boyfriend, and her girlfriend. And it was a really awesome evening having three very sex positive people hanging out with us. And, you know, there's a picture on Facebook that sort of implies that we got up to something. And that, you know, that's kind of all I'm really going to say about that, other than they were really awesome, sexy people. And Kendra knows how to wear a wig. Let me say that. she was wearing those wigs and just, yeah, awesome people.
I really love that picture. Everyone should go check it out on Cooper's Twitter, which I believe is at Swing Set Life.
Yes, it is. And it's on my Facebook page too. So it's pretty cool. Yeah, it was a very, very enjoyable evening. And if you can believe it, Ginger, even less time than we got to spend with you and Professor.
Oh, see, that's unfortunate.
So, you know,
to have these longer trips to spend time with each other.
But it is like concentrating the energy. You know, you're just trying to cram as much as you can into a very short amount of time. But lots of fun.
Sorry.
Yes. Cramming. Excellent. Well done, Shira.
I can't help it. Dylan wasn't doing it. I was waiting for Dylan. But
I was waiting for him, too.
I didn't bite.
I did.
Hot.
So let's talk about flirting.
Ooh.
You know, I can say without a doubt that the reason these two ladies are on the show right now is based on a long history of flirting. You know, and I mean, not a long time, because Ginger made it. Oh, yes, this is other business.
What?
Ginger's anniversary on the show.
Happy anniversary, you guys.
Ginger and I were revisiting emails and her fangirl email that caught my attention because I'm incredibly vain.
That's how you got me too.
Which is exactly how I got you too. So really, ladies in the listening audience, here's how you get on Life on the Swing Set. You first say what a great job Cooper is doing.
God.
And then you say something about the sexiness of his voice, or in Shira's case, you compare him to Penn Jillette.
Oh, absolutely. Mm. That's what did it for me. I was absolutely convinced for like a good period of time that you were Penn Jillette using a pseudonym.
And I still don't hear it, which is interesting. But I mean, you know, we hear different voices in our head.
Absolutely.
But so with Ginger and I looking over our correspondence there at the beginning, it was literally like 5 days between our first flirting online and her being on her first episode, which was the Betiquette show.
That's right.
it was really, I think I remember saying, look, we're going to try you out and we're going to try you out right away.
Yes, you did.
Mainly because I was desperate to find another woman for the ladies, the guys and girls show.
I see. It all becomes clearer now.
Yes. See, that was the ulterior motive, was to put you on the show. See, isn't that sinister?
So you're saying it was just all timing then?
It was.
No charm, just timing.
Well, I think that you're underselling yourself.
I think you're way underselling, yeah.
I remember talking to you the first time and remembering that everything flowed really nicely. And I'm like, you know what? This is going to work out nice. So we're
very happy to have had you on the show for a year now.
And you know what? Since I can't find a non-self-serving way to say this, my email address is dylan@lifeontheswingset.com.
Well, way to do it in the most self-serving way possible. If you flirt with him, he might put you on the show.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So.
And since we've just recently learned that Dylan is opening up to his bisexual side, you don't even have to be a girl. Just send him an email.
No.
I will take compliments forever.
He said pretty confidently that he was not bisexual, but then left it open. See, yeah. he's vacillating wildly.
Cooper said I came out.
Oh, I think you're totally hearing what you want to hear.
And then you guys kind of eked me back into, okay, well, you know what? I haven't given it like the full college try, so I can't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We bullied him and used peer pressure.
Oh, and then you know what happened? You guys showed me. You showed me a picture,
the gangbang picture.
The gay gangbang picture, and I said, you know what, if I had to pick anyone in that picture, it'd be that dude. And you said, oh, so you're into twinks. So,
oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. See, this is, of course, why I think you're...
Did we do this on the show? Are we just now repeating recent
episodes? No,
episodes?
We didn't do that on the show. Okay. That was in the middle of things.
See, this is what happens when we haven't recorded for a while and are drinking.
You just went like 2 minutes ago or 3 minutes ago.
I've already had a glass and a half.
Wow. Be right back. I'm switching bottles.
Oh my gosh.
So, flirting and online flirting, I think, is an excellent, excellent place to start. Because I think online flirting is so interesting. In that it doesn't have a lot of consequences, you know, which a lot of people worry about consequences of attempting flirting and, oh, what's going to happen? And are they going to like me? And what if their spouse is upset and non-vanilla thinking?
Right.
But online, you don't have to worry about as much of that, except you do have a detailed record of everything you've said.
That is true. That is true. And you're speaking generally here now, not just ways to get on the show, right?
Oh, I'm no longer talking about how to get on the show.
Okay.
We've already given them enough tips. And I've already got my two awesome ladies that I don't, you know, want to bring anyone else on the show.
So there is that There's generally a pretty good record of everything you do online, whether or not you know it as a person or think you're covering up your trails. There's always something that can get you in trouble.
Yeah, and even if you are not saving your chat history, someone else might be.
Oh, absolutely.
So scary.
There's all sorts of scary software out there for crazy, insecure, significant others, such as keylogging software and all that fun stuff. Mm-hmm. I won't get into that, but I will say you should probably have consent from your existing significant others before you go flirting around.
I like the use of existing significant others. I think we can come down firmly on the side of you ought to have consent before you're doing any flirting.
Yes. Agreed. Although, if it's just the casual, not trying to get you anywhere, I mean, this is kind of what I always think of when I think of flirting is the flirting for flirting's sake. And
well, let's talk about that.
Yeah. Well, I do it all the time. I love it. It's one of my favorite things is just to do have it in mind. And when you meet new people, that are appropriate targets for the innocent flirt, where you can just, have a little bit of banter or, somebody who might be grabbing you a cup of coffee or someone who is just in your orbit at the grocery store or something. I think that's fun to do. Not take it too far, but, to just when you're motivated to do so, just flirt for flirting's sake, just a little bit, or even just complimenting someone, not necessarily to get anywhere, but just to do it, because it does add a little bit of zing to your day as you move through the day.
I actually used to do that as an exercise before. Oh, really? I was more open and the, swinging fellow you see before you right now. I would, if I thought anyone was attractive or pretty in my day-to-day life, I would make some effort to let them know that, like the waitress, the woman at the bank teller, it was something that I felt would be good for me because it forces an interaction, and it's an unexpected one for them, which usually will make their day. So it's, sure. You can look at it that way as really, once they see you're not trying to mac on them,
yep,
which is the only thing you really have to overcome in that situation, it's just all it is a compliment out there to improve their day. So I used to do that all the time.
But the sort of flirting that you guys are describing, this sweet, innocent, kind of without any intention flirting, that mostly happens out there in the real world where there is no record of it.
That's true.
Right, right.
That's a little bit harder to get away with online, I think, and can be misread because everyone knows, I'm sure everyone has had plenty of conversations online or via text message that probably went astray because people can read whatever they want into a...
You and I have a lot of those, don't we, Cher?
Oh, yeah. We're the king and queen of the online miscommunication.
Misunderstood intent is a big danger with online chatting. We're going to take a quick break, so we'll be right back with Life on the Swing Set.
Hello, listeners. A lot of sex toys come across our desks here at Life on the Swing Set. Some of them are good, but many are forgettable. Then there are the products from close to you. These toys are musically named because music is the language of passion. They rise to the top, superior instruments of pleasure that you can't wait to play with again and again. Close to You's entire line of toys are the cream of the crop. Their vibrators and anal beads are elegant, soft, and most wonderfully waterproof. Pick up Close to You's Opus G-Spot Vibe today at EdenFantasies.com.
When it comes to online dating, you at home have a lot of options available to you. But we here at Life on the Swing Set recommend Cassidy.com. We've tried many websites in the past, and while most are adequate and some are even pretty good, the one that we keep coming back to is Cassidy.com, and there are a few reasons for that. First of all, and most important to me, is ease of use. If you want to put a picture on your page, you know how to do it. It's intuitive, it's built in, it's Facebook for non-monogamy. Cassidy also has one of the most aggressive campaigns out there to get the most people all around the world onto the site. Right now, potential playmates are scattered throughout regional websites. Wouldn't it be awesome if they were all in one place so you could search one site and find absolutely everyone you were interested in playing with? Well, that's where the campaign for Cassidy comes in. Cassidy need not be your only site, but we recommend you give it a try. And if you sign up using the link on our page, you support Life on the Swing Set, so we can continue bringing you what's been called the best non-monogamy podcast out there. And if that's not incentive enough, if you join Cassidy, you get to see my wife's tits. How can you argue with that? Cassidy.com. So Dylan just killed a fly that was trying to flirt his way onto the show. And we are back. With Life on the Swing Set, we are talking flirting. And apparently everybody has lots to say about it. And so
I had a little flirting thing going on this weekend. I was out in Kentucky, and I was told by everybody up here in Illinois that Kentucky qualifies as the South. So
Illinois.
So I suppose I was in the South, and so I got to talk to a lot of interesting people. But I was at a bowling alley, and... there was a big buffet out there, and at a bowling alley, and someone was unwrapping some stuff, and I went to do it and help out and said, "Oh, you don't need to help out." I said, "Oh, it's okay. I don't want to make you do anything you don't want to do." And then she said, "Oh, you'd be surprised what I like to do." And she looked me right in the eye when she said that. I'm like, whoa. I like to flirt. I like to take a kind of a circuitous path around flirting sometimes, where I'll say, I don't use double entendres, but I do say a lot of things that could possibly be construed as something else, just to leave the opening there. And occasionally, I score spectacularly. So if I wasn't there with, you know, my son, something might have happened. But...
Well, that's impressive, you know, to pick someone up at a buffet line is...
At a bowling alley.
bowling alleys are rather notorious for non-monogamists. Yeah, I say that without any evidence.
Yeah, I've been bowling for 15 years now. No, longer than 15 years. And let's say I've been bowling open for a couple of years, and I just haven't seen any of that yet.
He's been openly telling people that he bowls for a couple of years. Really, the path he's taking is telling his swinger friends that he bowls, not telling his bowling friends he's a swinger, which is really probably the better path there. So, Ginger, I do want to talk about this because you and I developed a very similar interest in each other because of our flirting.
Oh, tell me more about that. That's true. But tell me more about it from my
side of it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you and I have very similar styles of flirting, I think, is we like to jump in and out of the flirt. We talk about all sorts of things, and you and I have extensive conversations about things that don't involve sex at all.
Right.
But then in the middle of that, there'll be just a little one-off and, oh, yes, but wouldn't you like to do this? And then it's off to the races for a little while.
Right.
And, you know, I look at the flirting relationship I have with you, and it's slightly different than the ones I have with other online friends. And I'm wondering if you have specific styles of flirting that come out mm-hmm. based on not necessarily comfort level, but, the different kinds of people you talk to online?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Thank you.
Yes, it's a very good question. And you're agreed that the way that we flirt online, it is very interesting to, with each other, it is very interesting to observe that over time, over a year, and...
Especially our parenthetical flirtings that just come up as asides in parentheses.
Oh, I know. It's so funny. We'll be having this conversation about, you know, whether it's swing set business or some other fun topic or, you know, just a life topic or whatever, but then something will tip us off somehow, and it'll just be kind of multitasking chatting and there's flirting in there. It is. It's funny that we can maintain that. Mm. And in terms of my other online connections, the way that I connect with most other people online is simply as a means to an end of meeting them. So it's a very different, I don't tend to chat with folks except, you know, we do a lot of chatting Coop and occasionally with, the rest of you guys here. But other than that, I don't have a lot of chat friends. And it's interesting because when I am chatting, which I am currently right now, not this moment, but
I was going to say, who are you chat flirting with right now?
Oh yeah. But it's not right this moment because I'm not that much of a, you know, solid multitasker, but, a single male that we are starting to chat with who, got in touch with us and said that he would love to start by chatting. And I said, well, sure, I can make myself available for that. And so I've been chatting with him just a bit, just a tiny bit, but just in the short amount of time that we've chatted online, I feel like I really have a sense of his interests. It's just such a great way to just ask very direct questions and get very direct answers because it's written. And in that, you can see, you get the factual information, but you also see kind of a flirting style that comes out because, of course, in answering all these questions, there's also the questions he might ask back and little things like offering to bring a bottle of wine and mentioning that he'll remember what kind of wine that I like because I've offered that. And I'm like, wow, that's pretty fantastic. I mean, it's so little things like that that can come across when you're flirting online, but you're also getting that factual information too, because it is a very direct form of communication. And you can also see how they write and their word choice and things like that, that interestingly are a big part of my intellectual foreplay that turns me on so much.
I want to follow that up and ask all of you, because we are all online flirters, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
Yeah. What is it about flirting with people online that can allow you to develop what feels like a much stronger connection with them than when you are just flirting with people in day-to-day life or in a pickup scene or a dating scene, something like that? What do you think that is?
Well, I think a lot of that's attributed to the fact that when you're talking to someone online, they've already agreed to talk to you and you have their attention and they have your attention. So you've already broken through one of the biggest barriers to actually flirting with someone in real life, which is getting someone's attention, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that accounts for a big bulk of it. Another is, you know, generally if you're talking about something, you already have something in common. You know, whether it's being non-monogamous, whether it's being from the same area, whatever it is, you have a starting point. If you just go up to people randomly, it's a little harder to find common ground initially, so it's a little easier to talk to, and so you've already broken down two major barriers. It's already easier to get to something a little more substantial, and it makes it easier.
You see, guys, I feel like it's a little bit of a double-edged sword, because I do think that flirting online is great, but I also find that I personally am way more judgmental towards people when I am talking to them online, be it because of their typing skills or the way they like to punctuate their sentences, or perhaps just because I am able to read allotted to text, as Cooper kind of insinuated earlier. I find that it's just not the
I didn't
ideal.
Insinuate, I inferred.
Yeah, oh, I apologize, inferred. Referenced earlier. I find it's not the ideal form of communication for me. However, once I actually meet someone, I think it's great. I mean, one of the great things about chatting via text is that you're able to filter your thoughts.
And oh,
you're
totally.
Able to have the time to kind of go through and really compose yourself, which you don't get in person. But then that's
on both
really
on
kind
both
of
sides
a-
too. I mean, well, sorry to interrupt, but on both sides, that's what's really interesting
absolutely.
To me, is to be able to think about what I'm going to say before I say it, and then be able to really contemplate my answer to something that has been said to me.
But on the same note, you're able to filter what you want to say and kind of really think it through, where in person, when you finally meet the person that you've been talking to online, they might not be exactly what you thought you were getting.
Oh, that's totally true.
The filtration system is totally not there, and all of a sudden you're dealing with all this raw material, and whatever this happens to come in out of their mouth right away is what you're hearing, and it's not always what you thought you'd hear.
That's
but,
one
you know,
of
that's
my
a
favorite...
good signpost to whether somebody that you're meeting is worth sticking with or not. If they're a totally different person, if they're not who they represent themselves as, then, you know, that's a big red flag.
Or maybe that's they're just a little bit more awkward in person, and it's worth...
Yeah,
she laughed. I wonder if she's thinking about me.
Oh my goodness! Sorry, I was just thinking about the whole like more awkward in person piece of the puzzle, because it is funny to see the difference in how someone can come across. I've had personal experience with that, where I meet someone and I'm like, wow, really? Like, you can tell the nerves of the in-person flirting are just overwhelming to this person. And so it's interesting, because when you have had connection with that person online before and you've really connected, that you can let them off the hook a little bit and say, no need to be nervous. We're, you know, we've met, we've chatted, it's all good, you know, or we're meeting, we've chatted before and, you know, we've clicked. And it is interesting, though, how different it can be, or, you know, I guess it is for most people. And it's to me, it just feels different, but I like both, I guess. Does that make sense?
It totally makes sense. And I should add the caveat that were it not for online flirting, I would never be with my husband. Ever, because he is such a shy person. He's a very introverted, kind of shy person, but he would have never really had the courage, I think, to have the kind of conversations that we had early on in our friendship if we were chatting face to face. I think that
that's interesting.
Yeah, I think that filter that, you know, that being able to hide behind the safety of his screen was something that allowed us to connect on a deeper level before really getting to know each other in person, which was kind of lovely, in fact.
I'm actually the exact same way, and I lament that the internet was in such infancy when I was actually in my regular dating scene, because I feel like the pressure to perform in real-life dating situations scared the shit out of me. And, they had just started with instant messaging, and no one was on it, so it didn't matter back then. So, you know, I completely get that. And it is so much, it's so much easier to be honest, I think, when you're not staring someone down.
So it sounds like the online flirting option is a great useful tool for people who that worked for. Because you are able to connect in that way first.
When
that's
I've also
so interesting.
I've also played the I'm gonna screw up my confidence to ask this question, and once I type it and hit enter, it's over. It's out there. You know, no turning back. So I can even walk away from the computer at that point. I don't even need to wait for the answer for a little while. You know, I can ask whatever I need to. I can say whatever I feel like I should without having to worry about the immediate repercussions or possible negativity of an answer.
I'll tell you, the one thing that's a little different online is that different sets of people, or different people have different standards on how they can talk to people. You know, there are a lot of people online that treat each other like crap all the time. And every so often you run across some people that don't necessarily know how to, you know, if you're talking to someone and they don't like you that much, they won't let you down nice. They'll just kind of shelve you or push you to the side and not tell you that they don't want to talk to you and leave you wondering, or they'll totally slam you for no good reason. That stuff happens every so often. But most of the contact that I have with people online is markedly better than most people would expect. It's just every so often you'll run into a couple of jerks that, like, no thanks, you're not our type.
Right.
Instead of, you know what, we're not interested, but thanks for, you know, showing interest in us, something like that. That's what I like to say to people.
So, Ginger, I have a question for you.
Yes?
What is your favorite way to be flirted with as a lady? Because I know that generally women are kind of the receivers of a lot of the initial flirting, or at least in my world.
Yeah.
What's your
favorite way to be flirted with?
Yeah.
So someone approaching me. That's interesting.
And none of those lines that we were talking about on Twitter earlier, right?
Yes, exactly. None of the pickup lines. Oh my gosh, that's the very, very, very last thing you want to hear is a pickup line. Oh, but I've heard a couple.
But Ginger, I did lose my phone number, and I would like to borrow yours.
Oh boy. See, no.
Don't you find that adorable?
Oh, well, a little bit coming from you, but, but you've already got my number.
That's true. I don't have to use a pickup line, which is lovely.
You don't. And it is indeed. So I'm thinking as I'm contemplating your question, Shira, about one gentleman in particular who I may have mentioned before, he's like my flirting partner. He's like my flirting mark when we go to parties. And he is at the club parties we go to, and they are friends that we've met there, but it's never gone beyond the dance floor or just beside the dance floor where we've been chatting and flirting. And it's very interesting because it's so satisfying to me just to flirt with him all night. And it's just for the sake of flirting. It's so fantastic. And what I really like about the way he flirts with me is that he remembers details from when we chatted and flirted before. And so chatted in person at the parties. And so you can tell that he's been attentive to what I've been saying back. And so in a sense, he's not there. It's more of just a conversation, and there's a lot of nonverbal. So a lot of casual touching during conversation. And I like that a lot. And really great eye contact is fantastic as well. And he's just a very subtle flirter. So it's not the cheesy lines, of course, but it's also not obvious in some ways that he's flirting. It's compliments, but compliments that don't come across as just one dimensional. And there's also dancing too. So there's more nonverbal while we're dancing when it comes to the flirting. So it's very subtle. It's a very subtle, I think of it as, you know, this kind of sexy fencing that happens where, you know, one person says their piece and then you do a lot of listening and then the other person kind of comes back with their riposte. And it's just, that is a lot of fun. You can tell when someone is enjoying simply the act of flirting.
Oh, that's very sweet. I really dig the nonverbal too. A smile will go really far with me. Even like little cheesy winks for some reason. I know that makes me like the perfect girl from the 1950s, but seriously, like a cute smile or a wink or something will really do a lot for me. And I think above everything else, when it comes to kind of in-person flirting, I appreciate someone who, is kind of direct. Someone who's not too worried about being vulnerable. Someone who will be outright about, you know, the fact that they are in fact flirting with me and that they may or may not want something to go to a different level. I really appreciate someone who says, you know, outright what they're thinking. That does it.
Well, now, Shira, and I know this because I've flirted with you, but you strike me as someone who gets rather bashful when being flirted with. Or is that just me?
Oh, Cooper, I don't get bashful when being flirted with. However, I think this kind of edges into a conversation about sexting, perhaps. there are very, when I say direct, I mean being direct with maybe your intentions or what you're thinking or feeling emotionally. However, initially when discussing sex and stuff like that, I get really shy. Not about discussing sex scientifically, but about like, ooh, I want to do this to you, or ooh, like, this and this and this makes me really hot. Like, I do get a little bashful. I do.
Had conversations like that?
You and I? No, you're very
okay. Good.
Helpful.
I was trying to remember because that sounded very specific, and I was hoping addressed.
I don't mean to insinuate that you've been like out of line or anything.
Okay,
I'm insinuating that.
No, he's totally insinuating that.
You've been actually very tactful. I just, in particular, like I said, we've had conversations that have moved into like that area, and I'll be like, that's not necessarily you flirting or trying to get in my pants or anything, but that's definitely me going like, I don't know what to say in this situation. Which is, yeah, definitely a me thing. I've never actually cyber sex, and sexting and anything that gets into real graphic, like via text stuff, I've never actually really been like really great at participating in. I just kind of go like, I'm like in person, I'm all fucking over it. I'm really great at it, but like over text,
life cyber sex is what you're saying.
Yes.
As Alton Brown would say, that's a story for another show.
There you go.
hold on. We
you
do
referenced
have
Alton Brown. That kind of turned me on. Does that count as flirting?
So that does count as flirting. I didn't know that Alton Brown was a conduit like Penn Jillette into your panties. So now totally making a note. We did get a message, a Facebook question. If you could swing with any couple in the world, who would it be? Famous people included. And I assume famous people included was almost implied because otherwise, really, who cares? You know, if I could say that, you know, my neighbors and it wouldn't make any difference to you guys. So let's go around the room and Ginger, who would it be?
Oh gosh, I have to go at this point with the most obvious, or at least it's obvious to me because Prof and I have discussed it a couple of times. Because they are supposedly open themselves.
Are we talking Will Smith and Jada?
Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith.
Yeah, so, you know, most of the tweets about swinging that are not by swingers are, did you hear Will Smith and Jada Pinkett were swingers? Hashtag swingers.
That's crazy.
Exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
So Will and Jada. How about you, Dylan?
Pass.
Can I answer, even though it's not necessarily swinging? I can tell you my big celebrity crush.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Pitt
from Hedwig and the Angry Inch?
Yes, he was also in The Dreamers. He was also in all sorts of things. I've seen him in everything he's ever done. I have such...
Man, good Lord, The Dreamers, that was a sexy movie, too.
It was a sexy movie. And his dick is in that movie, which just fueled the flames, truly. But yeah, he's mine. I pick Michael Pitt.
Well played. Now we're back to Dylan.
Give me 30 seconds.
Oh, I just thought of another. Can I chime in?
You can go again. It's okay.
Okay, good. Well, see, I have a lot of time on my hands, apparently, because I'm thinking of all these people. And I admitted this one to you, Coop, but I don't think or maybe I did share it on Twitter. But Olivia and Peter on Fringe. I have this fantasy that they become a couple and I'm their third. So it's a nerd fest, but it's all good.
Hey, you want a nerd fest. I'm gonna take it one step beyond and I'm gonna say
throwdown.
Oh yeah, you watch this. You wait for it. I'm gonna say Captain Jack Harkness and Tosh, even though they were never a couple on Torchwood. But I'll tell you, both Marilyn and I would fuck the hell out of both of them. That's right. Okay, right. Dylan, enough stalling. Your turn.
All right. Dennis and Elizabeth Kucinich.
Who are those people?
Dennis Kucinich is a
politician.
One of Ohio's House representatives.
Oh, man.
And he has a beautiful, beautiful redheaded wife with freckles that just looks fantastic in every photo I've ever seen of her.
Well,
you guys and your redheads.
Okay.
I tell you, Ginger, you're in the right crowd.
Yeah, so we do love some redheads.
I'll take it. That's fine.
but do you understand how unattainable they would be on a normal basis? I mean, that's part of why.
Oh, that's
I
why
think I would want to swing with them. Obviously the power factor, the beauty factor, and because I've heard both of them speak and they're both very intelligent, but it's also the attainable factor. They're out of a lot of people that I might even dream of having fantasies with. As opposed to just having fantasies, I could never even come close to them. They just don't swing that way.
While Dylan dreams about having fantasies about the Kucinichs, you can friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/theswingset. You can follow us on Twitter at any of the following addresses: Swingset Life, Ginger N the Prof, Shira B. Katz, and Dylan_Swingset. He just had to show us all up by throwing an underscore in his name. You can email us at contact@lifeontheswingset.com. You can call us at 573-55-SWING. That's 573-557-9464. You can call us or text us. Leave us a voicemail. And as you've been listening, we've been playing a bunch on the show. So that wraps up our episode about flirting. Thank you all for joining me and flirting with me on a regular basis, even you, Dylan, but especially you, Dylan.
Aww. You know, actually, next time we get together, I'm going to sit on the couch next to you.
In person or
in person?
In person.
I'm going to reach out. I'm going to go and put my arm around you just to show you the kind of flirting.
Richie Cunningham.
It is a classic. And that's because it works. And you can only follow it up with the diner cock in the popcorn box. That's right. So thank you all for swinging by. I think we actually lost Ginger for a moment.
We did.
So I think we're going to hold and obviously cut this whole piece out of the show as well.
While Ginger is gone, I'm going to mute for a second and refill my glass of wine so I can be nice and exciting this
glass morning. Of wine. That sounds like such a good idea. I think I'm going to get one too while she's away.
Okay.
Be back.
Whenever I go to record a show now, my husband says, "Have fun talking about my penis."
Should we spend a lot of time talking about his penis?
I think that I already do spend an inordinate amount of time talking about my husband's penis on the show. But it might be because I don't see a lot of other penises around these parts.
It is a lovely penis.
It is a lovely penis, actually.
Yeah.
And you know firsthand.
Well, not firsthand. I know secondhand.
Well, secondhand. You've seen it.
I've seen it. I've seen... So
really?
Does that count as firsthand?
I think that counts as firsthand.
Yeah, so she won't send me a sexy picture of her. But like... Really, very quickly after we started our torrid romance, she sent me a picture of her husband naked holding his giant cock in front of the camera.
Oh, but that is a lovely picture.
And it was shot from below. So
fun.
So like the cock looks bigger than his entire torso.
Awesome. Camera angles are a beautiful thing.